Gemara Shabbat. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Rishon on the third line. We said in yesterday's Gemara that Rabbi Yosef was of the opinion that Tevila Bezmanah is Mitzvah. That's why if a person has a shem, Yudke Vavke, let's say, tattooed on his arm, when he goes to the mikveh, he should cover it up. He should not have to stand naked in front of the shem. However, Rabbi Yosef says, if you can't find the sieve to cover it up, you don't have to cover it up. Why? You need to go to the mikveh in the bizman. Don't waste time to go find the sieve. Since he holds Tevilah Bezmanah Mitzvah, so therefore you have to go to the mikveh on the prescribed day or night, the first time possible. So the Gemara says, "V'samar Rabbi Yosef Tevilah Bezmanah Mitzvah." Does Rabbi Yosef indeed hold that Tevilah Bezmanah is a mitzvah? V'atanya says in the Braita, "Hazav v'hazava hamitzora lametzora ad bo'en nida." All these people need to go to the mikveh. Tvilatam bayom. They learn from Pesukim. These people go to the mikveh during the day. Rashi. Bishir ha-mizrach. Once the sun comes out. Bayom ha-shvi'i shalem on the seventh day. They don't have to wait the whole seventh day. Miksat ha-yom already they go in the morning of the seventh day. V'yoledet. The Yoledet is letting his birth to be Latan Balayla. Actually, Nida, the Yoledet, and ladies in Nida, we know that she goes to Mikveh at night, 7th at night, the Yoledet, let her give birth to be Latan Balayla. Baal Keri, Tovel Veolech, Kola Yom Kulo. Baal Keri goes to Mikveh the whole day. Rashi, Baal Keri, Sharik Tevila, the Devet Torah. What does Baal Keri have to go to the mikveh for? He wants to study Torah. The rabbis put a gezerah that the Baal Keri in order to study Torah, let's go to the mikveh. He can go the whole day. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Min ha-mincha ul-ma'ala, Ein hu tzarich lidbol. From mincha and up, he does not have to go to the mikveh. Oh, now what are we talking about? So all these cases in the Braita are talking about where the Tevilah came out on Yom Kippur. Even though there's a sur to bathe on Yom Kippur, however, this is not considered bathing. This is going to the Mikveh for Mitzvah. So all these cases that landed on Kippur, if it's the seventh day, they go in the day. If it's supposed to be the night, they'll go at night. Baal Keri, it says in the Braita over here, if already he didn't go from Mincha time, or he saw Keri, let's say, after Mincha, he doesn't go after Mincha. We'll have to see why. The Kirashi, Tovel kol hayom kulo, ve'af api shela Keri min ha-Mincha ul ma'ala, even though he saw Keri, min ha-Mincha ul ma'ala, on Kippur, la'ha shetpele tivat ha-Mincha, shelo yachol lamtin ad shetechshach. V'yidbol is filat arbit. He said, let him wait till it gets dark. We have to go on Kippur for. Wait till it gets dark. And then let him go to the mikveh. Let him pray arbit. What about Na'ilah? Hey, this rabbi holds you can pray Na'ilah also at night. So therefore, if it's from Mincha, why should you go on Kippur? Wait till the night. Pray Na'ilah at night. And pray arbit at night. That's what you see. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Mina Mincha ul Ma'ala. Imra keli la hashipal tira Mincha. So you call them tina chitachshach. V'yidbol. So what do you see over here? But Tevilah Bezmanah, I thought it was Mitzvah. He says, no, push it up to the night. So you see, the B.O.C. says, what? Tevilah Bezmanah, and a Mitzvah. The fact is letting you push it off till the night. Oh, that's a stira on the B.O.C. So the answers, Ari, the B.O.C. and the B.U.D.I. This, the B.O.C. is a different B.O.C. The Amar, Deya Tevilah Baharona. Remember we had a case in Masechet Nida. A lady came to the rabbis with all these sefekot. She doesn't know anything. She knows she gave birth. She doesn't know if it was a boy. She doesn't know if it was a girl. She doesn't know if she was a zava. She doesn't know anything. So now she has to go to the mikveh in order to satisfy all these sifikot. A boy, she has to go after a week. A girl, she has to go after 2 weeks. If she was zava, she has to go wait an additional 7 days of nikiyim. Zay nikiyim before she goes to the mikveh. So therefore, the Gemara over there said she has to go after 7, after 14, after 21. She has to go all these times to alleviate all this difficult. The Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbi Yehuda said, no, let her go once at the end of all the difficult. I must be, this rabbi holds, that Tevilah B'Zmanah is not a mitzvah. Because if you held Tevilah B'Zmanah is a mitzvah, you have to go each time that you have a sefek. But the fact is, no, let her go once at the end of all the sefekot, that must be Yos Tevilah B'Zmanah and a mitzvah. And he's the same rabbi over here. The Rabbi Kedah that saw in Kippur after Mincha, let him wait till after Kippur. It must be Yos Tevilah B'Zmanah and a mitzvah. But I would be Yos Tevilah B'Zmanah, yeah, mitzvah. And therefore, even if you can't find a sieve to cover up the shame on the guy's arm, he still goes to the mikveh on the prescribed night. Shnah. Nochli Shabbat lechabot. But I mean, there's a fire on Shabbat. The goy is coming to put out the fire. And omrim lo kabeh. Amira la'akum asur. You cannot tell the goy, put out the fire. Whatever you can do, you cannot tell the goy to do. And she says, but there's no free masur. Ve'al techabeh. No, you have to stop it. If he's going on his own, you don't have to tell him that. Al techabeh. Let him do it. The p'nei she'en shevitato aleh. You're not obligated to stop them. Shevitato, stop it, is not on them. You want to go do it, go do it. But if a katan sheba lechabot, but if a katan, a minor, that's coming to be mechabeh, en shumayinu mepne shevitato alehem. You have to stop the katanim to do avodan Shabbat. You cannot let the katan do melacha. You're obligated to give them chinuch. If a katan comes to do a Jew, you have to stop them. Rashi, all the way down, by the way, the first one line in Rashi. We're giving you a tail, let him do it. We're not bothering you.
No, after that.
Right. If you don't mean Allah Akum have said, they do not want to wait. From here you see the value, how serious Amir Allah Akum is. That house is burning down. What do I want to be over? You sued the right, I sued the Rabbanah to tell him to go to be Mechabin. You're right. That's what also says you sued the Rabbanah. Gemara. אמר רבי עמי בדלקה התירו לומר כל המחבא אינו מפסיד. But you could say something else. You could say the boy standing there. You could say רבותיי, whoever puts out the fire will not lose. He tried to hint him, no, after Shabbat I'll take care of you. כל המחבא, you're not telling him to חבא. He's just talking. Whoever puts out the fire will not lose. Stop, and the guy will understand. No, the guy's hinting to me. Now, is that anywhere in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Nema misayale." Yeah, I can bring a proof from my Mishnah. Nochli sheba lechemot en umrim lo kabeh ne'al tekabeh. You cannot tell the goy kabeh. No, you have to tell him al tekabeh. Because you're not obligated to stop them. The Gemara says, "Kabeh hu de lo amrinam." You cannot tell him beferush kabeh. Make a diyuk, but ha kol mechabeh en umafshid amrinam le. But you can tell it to him in Remez. You can't tell him Kabeh. But you can tell him, whoever puts it out, they won't lose. So you see, the Mishnah is agreeing with us. No, not so fast. Emasefa, al techabeh, lo amrinan le. Oh, the end of the Mishnah says what? You cannot tell him, or you don't tell him, al techabeh. And included in, you don't have to, you can't say, you don't have to say al techabeh. וכל המחבא אינו מפסיד נמי לא אמין על included in that is כל המחבא אינו מפסיד just like you don't tell them לא תחבא you don't say anything you don't say כל המחבא אינו מפסיד either so you have a deal the other way אלא מהלך כל המשמע מנה so you have no proof from our Mishnah so you have a sheet שאינו סליק למחות בידו that's the point All the Mishnah says is to say is what? You don't have to tell him to stop. You don't say anything. Don't say anything. Mashma, but to say something is a problem. You don't have to say anything. Just keep quiet. Mashma, Dakka, keep quiet. But to say, oh, whoever puts it out is okay, won't do it, that you shouldn't do. So if a Ma'am Mishnah, you cannot bring any proof. The Resha is one way, the Sefa's another way. So therefore, we don't know which one is Dafka. Is the Resha Dafka? Is the Sefa Dafka? So therefore, Mehaleka le Mishma Mineh. Rabbanan, Ma'aseh ben Afla Deleka b'chaserot shel Yosef ben Simai b'Shichin. Fire broke out in the chaser of Yosef ben Simai in Shichin. Ubao anche gistera shel Sipuri lechabot. Fire department came. Shel Sipuri, to put out the fire. Mepne shepotrepo shel Melech haya. He was a hashuv guy, this Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef ben Simai. He was worked for the government. V'lo ani ha'ayim abdek v'od ha'shabbat. He told the fire department, "Ah, please, Shabbat, don't do anything." When Asad ones, fiyardu yeshamim bekibu. Mist happened. The fire started to rain, and the rain put out the fire. La'erev shigel lechol echad mem shtei sela'im. He sent them a present after Shabbat. Two sela'im for firefighter. When a parkos to the fire captain, the chief, shemayin hamisha. He said hamishim. He sent them 50. Interesting, you see the ratio, how you're supposed to pay. The captain gets 25 times the amount that the regular guy got. When the rabbis heard about the story, he didn't have to do this, he was Mahmir. You don't have to say anything. He stopped them. He was Mahmir, he was Hasid. You don't have to stop them. Let them do whatever they do. He was a Hasid, but it worked out for him. Aval katan shema lechabot en shemeinu v'shishvitu alehem. But if a katan comes, you got to stop him. Why do you have to stop a katan? Katan is chayav in mitzvot? Katan is patur in mitzvot. Why do you have to stop the katan for? Ah, shema mina, katan ochel nevelot, v'edim mitzvim alav v'aprishof. Here you see, it's a big question in the Gemara always. The katan was eating nevelot. Is Betin obligated to stop him or not? One logic says, he's eating it. You didn't give it to him to eat. He's doing it on his own. He's doing it on his own. He's a katan. He's a minor. Hayav mitzvot. Leave him alone. But from here you see, from the fact he had to stop the katan from putting out the fire, that we have an obligation to mehanef the kitzanim. We cannot let them do isurim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. The Gemara said, no, you have no proof to this. The katan, I will say the da'at aviv. No, we know this case, the katan is doing it specifically for the father. We know the katan is doing it for the father. So it's like a shaliyah. That's a problem. Maybe a regular katan, that same regular random katan came to do it. Maybe you don't have to stop him. But a katan, I will say the da'at aviv. It's his father's house. And if he wants to serve his father, in that case over there, you have to stop him because he's doing it the da'at aviv. So the Gemara says, wait, the kid's doing, he's doing the da'at aviv, the kibateh, gaben nukhri, the kabin at the Israel. So how could you let the goy do it? The goy's doing it for the Israel. So he's also like Mashaliyah. Me, share it. Is that permissible? The Gemara says, nukhri, da'atid and afshadi. The goy's doing it for himself. Why? Well, he's paid after Shabbat. You're not doing it for the Jew. The kid was alive with his son.
So he's doing on
the da'at aviv. Da'at aviv has to stop. Maybe a regular katan, you don't have to stop. But Katan is al da'at aviv. That's like a shaliach. Right, the house is his father's house. He says, you know what? I know my father wants me to put out this fire, so I'm doing it to do it for him. That's the way the rabbis will say. Now, what type of Katan are we talking about over here? Look at Tosafot. Shema mina Katan ochin nevelot bet din mitzuvin alav lafisho. What type of Katan would bet din have to stop? First, we have a question. What type of isur is this over here? Putting out a fire. Putting out a fire is a melacha shena sidikhal gufa. You don't need coals. So, if you don't need coals, anyway, it's only isur. The Rabbanan, everybody holds when a katan, when he does isur the Rabbanan, you don't have to stop him. So, what's the. Nevelot is the oraita. Katan or chen nevelot, that's the oraita. But putting out a fire is not a deoraita, unless you say that this mishnah is going like the biyuda that says melachah shenirukva, or it's going to be shimon and you need the coals. And you need the coals, or the bishimon uchesarik leoto kibui. So you need it. You either say the biyuda melachah shenirukva hayav, or you're going to the bishimon that says that you need the coals. Pigod lasut b'hamim. The besurad rabbanan. If it's a Yisud Rabbanan, Ein Bedin Mitzurim Nafisho. Okay, good. That's the first Kibta of Tosafot. V'nir'eh, there might be Katan Shalogia L'Chinuch. You have to say also something about a Katan, but they're not reached Chinuch yet. L'Bengia L'Chinuch, Kibat Shachayav L'Chanecho, Kod Shkinis L'Chinuch Nafisho. Once he reaches Chinuch, so then you have an obligation to train him. So if you have an obligation to train him in Mitzvot, of course you have to stop him from doing Averot. Shalog Yasa Averah. Good, so everyone to the point understands the case of a katan, shelo higiya lechinuch. Mishnah. Kofin ka'ala agrabe ha'ner, b'shvil shelo te'ahoz b'kora. You have a ner. The ner is very high. You don't want it to put a fire on the beams. So you can take a keli, cover it. Obviously you're not putting it out. You're going to put it out as a sur. You're going to cover the ner so it doesn't hit the beams. What's the Hadush of the Mishnah? Even though the beam is Mukseh. You're carrying a keli, the tzorek dav, not basis. You're carrying a keli, the tzorek davar, a Mukseh. Mutar, according to the Mishnah. So long as you don't put out the fire when you cover it. Kofim ka'ara al gabi aneh, b'shvi shilotei achoz mekora, ve'al tzoa shil katan, yav tzoa v'katan. Sounds like you have a kid tzoa on the floor. You don't want the kids to touch it and get dirty with it. So I can take a keli and cover it on Shabbat. Okay, go. No problem. Okay. Comes the Mishnah continues. Well, Akrab, you can cover the Akrab. Akrab is what?
Scorpion.
Scorpion. You want to cover the scorpion. Shelo tishach. So it doesn't bite. Even though the scorpion is mukseh. Mutar. What about trapping? Okay, we'll see why it's not trapping. Amar Yehuda, Ma'aseh by the Fidr Ben Yohanan Ben Zakkai. Be'arav. Arav in Arabia. The scorpion wasn't dangerous. He just said he was minding his own business. And you went and you covered it? Well, that's already a trapping. Hosh Hashanah, maybe the Isu, the light over here. Okay. Gemara. Nashi, by the way. Why Hattat? Bottom line in Nashi. Kemad de lo yakrab, that's a haraf. The scorpion wasn't chasing him. Any day, Hayab Mishum Seda or Lam, and to me is Hayab Mishum Seda. Gemara. If you have a bit of a bar above, Rav Hanan bar Abba, Ekle Udebe, Avin, Demin, Nishika. Nishkiya. Okay, so if you have a bit of a bar Abba, Rav Hanan bar Abba, they got to the house of Rabbi Avin.
Fine.
Strange story. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Rabbi Yehabar Abba, Aitu, Le Puryata. So the two rabbis, they gave him a chair to sit. Rav Hanan, but Abba, no Aitu Le, but the Rav Hanan, and the Rabbi, he didn't give him a chair. Put him on the floor. Okay. Ashkechay. So now what happened? Rav Hanan, he sees Avin, who's also the other rabbis, right? It's Rav Hanan bar Rava, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Those are two brothers. Correct? Rav Yehuda and Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Both the sons of Abba. And Rav Hanan bar Rava, they came to Lebe Avin. They came to Avin. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Yirmiyah, the brothers, they got the chair. The other rabbis are sitting on the floor. So what happens? Ashkeche de matni lin libre. He was teaching his son. Who was teaching his son?
Ravin was teaching his son.
Ravin was teaching his son, the owner, the Balabai. No, not at all. The Tzua shel Katan, the Katan. He's teaching him the Mishnah. He's saying, ah, Tzua shel Katan, if the minor has his Tzua on the floor, Tzua of a Katan, of a minor, you can cover it. You can cover it, because even though the Tzua is Mukseh, it's okay, you can cover it. So he didn't like that pshat. Amal, Mepnei Katan, so the Katan doesn't get dirty. Amale, he tells him, Avin Shatia. Avin Yeshote. Matnish Tutalibne. You're teaching your son Shtuyot. Foolishness. This is not, what kind of interpretation is this? Da'anu hi atzma mukhenet lekel avim. What's the problem? The tzu'ah of a katan is not mukseh. You can feed it to the dogs. It's not ui. So of course you can cover it. The hadush. You tell me you can cover it. Of course, you forget about covering. You move it. Pick it up and move it. It's not mukseh. It's not ui to give to the dogs. So what kind of interpretation is this? Maybe you're going to answer me. No, Rabbi, it wasn't here before Shabbat. It came on Shabbat. The Katan made it on Shabbat. So maybe it is Mukseh. Maybe only Su'av Katan that was there already going into Shabbat. But if it's coming in, it wasn't there. So it wasn't wrong. Natanya Naharot Moshkihin Ma'ayanot Anuv'im Harein Kelegdei Kol Adav. We have an item on Shabbat you cannot take out of the tchum. Something that came from outside the tchum on Shabbat, you cannot move it. But the halacha says streams of water, you're allowed to move. Even though the stream, the water that came on Shabbat and the stream came from outside the tchum, it came from upstream. But since the logic is, since you knew it was going to come on Shabbat, because the stream is moving. So therefore, you can take the water that flew downstream and you can move it, no problem. That's understood it was coming. Similarly, in order to have the katan is coming. If you go to the bathroom, so there was something that you know is coming, is not mukseh. So he told him again, what are you talking about? Of course it should be mutar to pick it up with your hands. What do you tell me you have to cover it for?
Ve'ela echi atniya.
But our Mishnah said so I shall katan. So what do you do with the Mishnah?
Ema al tzu'ah shel tanegolim v'pene katan.
It was tzu'ah of chickens. Tzu'ah of a chicken, even the dogs won't eat. And then for the tzu'ah of a tanegol is mukseh. And you don't want the katan to play with it and get dirty. And that's what Mishnah was talking about. Tzu'ah shel tanegolim v'pene katan.
So
hold it. What about Graf Shel Re'i? We have a regular rule. Anything that's disgusting, we call it Graf Shel Re'i, literally a bucket of Re'i, of excrement. It's not Mukseh, because something that's uncomely on Shabbat in front of you, you're allowed to move it. So forget about covering it. The Tzu'ah of the Tanegolit is Graf Shel Re'i. Just move it on Shabbat, it's Mutar.
Yamara says,
maybe you tell me no, Graf Shel Re'i, you can only move when it's in a keli. Only when it's in a vessel. But you cannot move it directly. And this su'ah was directly on the floor.
Ve'ahi akbar. Deshtekach. Be'ispar makeh de Reb Asher.
In the perfumery of Rabbi Asher, they found a mice, a mouse.
Ve'amadehu nekutu bitzutzite ve'afkuha.
Pick it up by the tail and move it out. Why? The mouse is graf shel re'i. You don't have to be in the vessel. You can actually pick it up directly and discard it. Similarly, over here, you should be able to pick up the su'ah of the tanegol and discard it.
The Gemara says, "Be'ashpa."
It's talking about where it's in the garbage dump. So it's in the garbage dump. So therefore, what do you have to move it for? If it's in the garbage dump, you don't think it's actually there in the garbage dump. That's where it belongs. So what are you covering it for? Because we don't want the katan to come and play with it. Well, katan's in the garbage dump. What's the katan doing in the garbage dump? So the Gemara says, "Be'katan, be'ashpa, mi ba'ele." What's he doing in the garbage dump? You have to cover it.
So the Gemara says, "Bahatet."
No, it's so bad. It's in the courtyard. Oh, so it's the courtyard. It's a graf shel re'i again.
Hasena, mi graf shel re'i.
And then we should be able to pick up the tzu'ah directly.
Be'ashpa'a shebahatet.
It's talking about where it's in the garbage dump in the hatet. So therefore, in one sense, you can't call it a graf shel re'i because it's in the garbage dump. But since it's local in the Hatzeh, where the Katan is going to jump in and play around with it. It's going to get filthy. So therefore, you'll have to cover it up on Shabbat. So the case in the Mishnah is nothing like we thought. The case is talking about the tzo'ah of a tanegol be'ashpa shebechatzer. When you open up Shulchan Aruch, you'll see a case the tzo'ah shetanegolim be'chatzer be'ashpa. Where did this come from? The Mishnah didn't say anything of this. That's the Pirush of the Gemara, and the Mishnah has understood. Okay. Gemara continues. What do we say? The scorpion. So the scorpion doesn't bite, you can cover it. Amar Yoshua ben Levi, kol ha-mazikin, ne'eragim b'Shabbat. Any item that kills, you can kill him on Shabbat. Ne'eragim, sakana. Afilu en ratzin acharav. Even if they're not chasing you. That's mistaman, they're going to kill. They have to be chasing. You know, you don't have to wait till their eyes turn red and they start chasing you. You can kill them on the spot. The brightness is only five items you can kill on Shabbat because they are destined to kill. What are they? Ve'eluhen, zivuv shemeres mislayim, the fly in Egypt, the Egyptian fly. Sir'ah shebeninive, the hornet in Nineveh. Akrab shebehadyab, the scorpion in Hadyab. Nahash shebeeretz Yisrael, the snake in Israel. Vekelev shoteh bechol makom, and a wild dog, crazy dog, rabid dog, anywhere. Ah, so the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this beraita? Ilima Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'amar melacha shena sedicha legufa chayav aleh. And therefore, since it's not chasing, and even though you don't need to, you're not trapping it, you don't need it for the item itself, it doesn't matter. It's melacha shena sedicha legufa. He says melacha shena sedicha legufa is chayav. And therefore, you're not going to be allowed to do this over here. Bidiyuk, it's a sudoraita. We're going to see. האמר חייב עלה וחישד במלאכה גמורה כשאין רצי נחלה ולכם פיקוע נפש. זה לא פיקוע נפש, זה chasing you, זה אל תראי תאבי, you can kill them. Oh, it's always מלאכה של גופה, I don't need the animal. So what? זה אולי תקודת ביהודה, זה כנראה קודת ביהודה, אתם not chasing. אלא נאב רבי שמעון. Oh, רבי שמעון ואני הוא דשאר יחד, הנה לא. רבי שמעון says מלאכה שנעשה לגלל פטור. So this is only Yisum Drabbanan. But even in the Yisum Drabbanan, he only allowed me to kill these five. These five, but you told me to be Yoshua ben Nevi. כל המזיקים. Oh, how does this work? אמר ברמיה, ומן נמנן, דם תרסתהי, דלמה משבשנאי. Who told you this braita is an accurate braita? That you ask me questions. Maybe the braita is mishubeshet. Maybe the braita is inaccurate. Maybe the braita is a mistake. Amar of Yosef, ana matnena la ve'otivna la ve'ana metalsena la. So Yosef says, before you make it a shibush, I asked you the question, because this was Rotiv of Yosef, I asked you the question, I'm going to give you the answer. Beratzu aharab bedevrakol. What it says over here, hamisha neragim shabbat, I'll tell you what's talking about when they're chasing you. Ah, when they're chasing you, then already is going according to everyone, even according to the Bi-Yehuda, that says menachal shena sedikha gufa is hayav. Where they're chasing you, it's going to be permissible. Why? Pikuach nefesh. Nashi. Ve'ana. Metaratzane. First white line. De'lo tekshi. Ki amar b'Yoshua ben Nevi. Sorry. When the b'Yoshua ben Nevi. Nechila. When the b'Yoshua ben Nevi. Obvious. When the b'Yoshua ben Nevi said all the items you can kill on Shabbat, because they're chasing you. Chazach Baruch. If they're chasing you, so everybody will agree you could kill any type of mazik. I don't care if it's a wild dog, I don't care if it's a wild any type of animal. It's dangerous, chasing you. Come on, nefesh. Or what about the five That when it says five, there's someone with the five are stationary. And it's only going according to Rabbi Shimon, because Menachem Shenatzin Rechova is Patus, it's only suited to Banan, because you don't need the animal itself. Therefore, in a case where these five, which are known to be dead, even if they're stationary, Rabbi Shimon will say you can't kill them. Rabbi Yeshua said, you can kill any animal when he's chasing you. When he's chasing you, any animal, you can kill it, because Sakara is going to be Yehuda.
Tani Tanakame Derava Baravuna. Shabbat, anybody that kills snakes and scorpions on Shabbat, in ruach hasidim, nuhahemenu. The hasidim are not too happy with that behavior. In ruach hasidim, it's not proper. Amale veotan hasidim, in ruach hachamim nuhahem. And those hasidim that are mahmir, the rabbis are not happy with them. What are you being mahmir for?
Things are sakana. We're not content with this behavior. The rabbis tell the Hasidim, guess what? We're not content with your behavior. The bottom line, sakana.
Upliga de Rabuna. De Rabuna hajela hu gavra de kakatin zibura.
Rabuna saw a guy on Shabbat, he killed a zibura. Scorpion.
A bear.
A what?
A bear?
Zibura. It's a hornet. It's a bear?
Oh, no, it's a bee.
A bee, yeah, a bee. Bear is with R.
So he says, the kakatil zibura. He killed zibura. Amale, shalem tinu lechulu.
You got them all? You killed one tzara, that's it, they're gone?
Which is better? There's still more tzara in the world over there. So what do you see over here? It's a sur.
It wasn't chasing him. So you see over here, Kot Ravuna, if it's not chasing you, it's a suit. The other rabbi said, Mutar. Mutar la'rog Nechashim Akhirim Shabbat. If they're stationary.
Zibura, rabbi, is not a...
It's a hornet. Dangerous item.
It's the one that we said.
Rabbanan. הזדמנה לו נחשים ועקרבים הרגן
סטייקס וסקורפינס כן יקיל דם
וידוע שהזדמנו לו להורגן נשמיים they brought them to you so you have the זכות תקיל דם זכות תקיל דם came in front of you, you killed them, you should know God gave you a zikhut. You wanted you to have the zikhut to kill these damaging species. No haragan, if you didn't kill them, the yaduachin is damnu, they won't go. Oh, God brought you them, if you didn't kill them, you wanted these items really to give you a punishment. Maybe you have sins. It must be, if they didn't get you, it's a miracle happened to you. Amar ola betim arababa rahamana amar biyuhanan, binishufin bo. Which means it's talking about over here, not some where you see them. You see them aggressive. They're hissing in front of you. Well, you know they're coming after you. So if you kill them, then you know God sent them to you because you have a zechut. I want you to want to be the savior. I think that too is what we're talking about over here. But if they come after you and they're hissing, and you don't end up killing them, and they came to you as a punishment, but Hashem did a miracle to you in order to save you. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, pam achat, nafal echad bebet ha-midrash. On Shabbat. Snake came in the bet ha-midrash on Shabbat. Va'amad Neyuti echad.
What's the guy's name? It's Neyuti. Jewish guy.
Barago. Amar Rabbi paga'a bo ka yotze bo.
The snake goes after the snake.
Found its mate. Is it saying it was good what he did? That he killed him the right way? Oh no.
Did he say he met the right guy, meaning he came to the good guy and did the right thing? Or did he say the snake who's Rasha met the Rasha himself? We don't know. I don't know if he was complimenting the UT or he was knocking the UT. תשעי. זה שפירה, ניותי, על שם מקומו, בישראל היה. זה שפירה, עמיד, כיוצא בו דקמה לב גנאי הוא, אלא נחש עודב ועשה זה כיוצא בו. או לא, וכיוצא בו דקמה לגנאי הוא. פי.
תשמע, דרבי אבא ברד רבי חיה בר אבא ורבי זרבו ידבי הקלעה. They were sitting at the entrance. דבר בי ענאי. דפק מלטבי בעיניי הוא... They were learning Torah. אני רוצה לדעת question. בעום מנהם רבי ענאי, דעשר בי ענאי. מה הוא להרוג דחשיב הכל משבת? Can you kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbat? אמר לי הוא, צרעה אני הורג. נחש מהקרב, לא כל שכן.
I kill even less dangerous species, like the hornet. נחש מהקרב, goes without saying.
So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, good. Says, Dilma. Says, maybe the B&I, he says, you can only kill them. Lefitumo.
Meaning, when you're just walking regular, and you happen to step on them, you can't go and kill them. As you're walking, you don't have to circumvent them. You can step on them.
The Amar of Yehuda Rok, Dorso Lefitumo. Which means, when you're walking on the ground, and you spit on the ground, you don't want the spit to be this disgusting. So you're able to walk over it, even though you're smoothing it into the ground, and it's maybe Yisura Mimarek, because you're smoothing it into the Karka, and you're making it straight, it's okay as long as you're doing the fee tomorrow. You're not letting you way to do it. So just like he lets you do by the rock, maybe he's only letting you do it the fee tomorrow when it comes to the these items. That's he. Didn't mind the fee tomorrow. Four lines on the bottom. No, she I'm not going to the head. Yeah, man, you can't stand on it and kill it directly.
Basically, shemet. You have to circumvent it. Ela dorcho veholech veimet met vegadamut. Everyone's kaven. השמת כבן רבי יהודה מדרבננו וגורם קודם רבי יהודה זה דבר שמת כבן is מותר and therefore הוא היה מזיקים לא גזור even though we say דבר שמת כבן is עשו דרבנן but in the case when it's a מזיק we'll say it's okay so we continue walking without having to circumvent.
אמרה says ואמר רב ששעת נחש דורסו לפי תומו.
Clearly
רב ששעת says נחש דורסת לפי תומו. ואמר אף קטינה, אקרב דורסו לפי תומו. Same story, אקרב also לפי תומו.
And therefore maybe אני גם מזיקים בשבת, אז אסור to go out of your way, but you can just continue along your way. זה דבר שאין מתכוון, and therefore it's מותר in the case where there's a מזיק.
One more story. אבא בר מלטעדי הוא אבא בר מניומי, אבא מסיק בדבר שגילותה זו זה.
The people of the Resh Galut were asking him for money.
I do the Kamet Sa'arale. They brought him to the house of the Resh Galut and they were giving him Sa'ar.
The Exilog wants his money. So they're roughing him up a little.
Haba Shaderuka.
There was some rock on the floor. Shabbat, was some rock, some saliva on the floor.
Amad Yehud Esh Geluta, Aytum Manas Ehifu Alave.
Bring a vessel and cover the rock. You don't want to look at it on Shabbat.
Amad Yehud, Lo Tzerichitu.
You don't have to.
Haki Amad Yehud Esh Rok Dorso Lefitumo.
You can just walk over it.
Amad Yehud, Tzubam Rabbananu Shavkuhu.
He's a rabbi, leave him alone. He knows how to fought this guy. Seems he had the actual like respected the. What would it be, Mahmir Rabbi? You'd have to take the kid and cover it for. Just walk on it, defeat to one, no problem. Now see. Rock. The Rasul of Vito, which Emmet Kaben and Maraya. Because you mean Mashve Gumot. You're smoothing the Gumot on the ground. Because it's not level when there's a rock there. So when you step on it, you Mashve Gumot, it's okay. ואף אגב זה ממנה מריח הוא כי לא מכבד שאני מסוטה. איי, even though it's איסור to be ממנה to smoothen it out, but לפי תומו זה אוקיי, because it's my wish to be able to believe it.
הבא שעדי נוקה היה רוק מוטל לפני משבת הייתה
אוקיי, ברוך אדוני לעולם.